The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmuller, with you on this Wednesday. There's another hump day and a dime. Is there a substitute we can use for hump day? Is there any generic that says means the same thing?
Middle of the week.
Okay, that doesn't quite have the same ring to it. It's the 19th day of July, 2017. And the reason why you're hearing that faded voice in the back, can you get that volume pumped up a little bit? No, not on there, on your microphone there. Testing. Say something.
I could just get closer.
No, I don't need you any closer to me. There, I wanted to clear up a misunderstanding that I've learned that you've been getting phone calls, sympathy phone calls from listeners out there going, John treats you so badly. Well, why is he always picking on you? Michael, I want you to fess up here. How many jobs have you had where the boss actually makes you coffee?
I think one.
And that would be?
This one.
Yeah. Well, and of course, I've got an ulterior and selfish motive to that. I figure if you're pumped up on caffeine, you'll be more alert on your job. No, that's not true. I make myself coffee, and I deliver coffee to Mike every day. But I just want people to understand that when I pick on this guy, it's done out of a sense of irony and sarcasm. Mike, do you get the idea that I really don't like you?
Oh, yeah. John hates me.
Yeah. That's why you're still here. And what you don't know is he covertly screws with me. It's his brand of humor. Like bringing up this weird bumper music, for example. I'll be sitting in here ready to pick up on the show, and all of a sudden in my ear I hear something that I wouldn't listen to if you tied me down and had a gun to my head. And to him, that's his brand of humor. So understand, listeners, we like each other very much here at the network. So stop the calls of sympathy to Mike because he doesn't deserve them. All right. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. All right, yeah. Oh, God. You know, people's perceptions become their reality. They get something in their head, and that's the way it is. They won't think of an alternative. You know, that's something that I've had to do over the years, learn how to do that. Wait a minute. I've been programmed, and that same button is pushed, and I react the same way. Well, experience and maturity will teach you that, okay, slow your roll here a second. Is there another explanation? And I think the greatest compliment, one of the greatest compliments that have ever been paid me, came the other day from the lady in Canada. She said, you're so balanced. Well, I try to be. I try to be sane about my job in this insane world. And I don't know how much longer I can stay sane because things are getting crazier all the time. At any rate, on tomorrow's program, just a heads up, Gerald Celente will be on with me. And today, it's just me and a buttload of information. Now, this, we've all heard the information. And I, DV Kid yesterday hit the anvil hard enough that rung in my head. We are being inundated with information. And that is true. there is a plethora of information on just about any subject out there, and differing opinions and explanations about information. So we have to sift through this stuff and ferret out the stuff, trying to decide which is salient, which is important, what's a priority, what can stay by the wayside, what needs to be talked about now, and on it goes. And there's always new crisis being thrown in there, so it diverts us. Oh, somebody just threw a grenade in my foxhole. Sometimes it has the pin pulled, sometimes it doesn't. And you've got just very little time to make up your mind what you're going to do with it. But things have been rattling around in my head in the last couple of days. And things of the past have always haunted me. I've always had open-ended questions, never an answer to, but all these open-ended questions. And this is starting to gel in my pea-picking little brain. And I've got to share this with you. Let's start out with this one. Jesse Ventura. I think he was in Arizona. And it was kind of an impromptu sit-down. And he was talking about his term of governor. Only one term, mind you. And a little while after he got into office, he was he was called into the, let's call it the room. It was the basement of the Capitol. And he walked into the room, and there were 23 gentlemen suited up and sitting. And guess where they were all from? The CIA. And he says, "What's this?" And they said, "Well, we just want to ask you some questions." He goes, "Wait a minute. At first, I got a question for you. Who the hell are you people, and what are you doing here?" Well, he said half of them responded, gave him a name, and half of them didn't. And there was a series of questions, and it didn't strike him as to what had actually had happened. So he called up his buddy Marshenko, the guy, SEAL Team 6, read whatever and wrote books and all this stuff, and a friend of Ventura. And he called him up, and he says, "Strangest thing just happened." And Marshenko asked him, he said, "What kind of questions were they asking you?" And then he reflected back, and lo and behold, the main thrust of the questions and what they were really trying to get out of Ventura is, how in the hell did you get elected governor of Minnesota? Whoa, now there was a good question. I don't even think Ventura understood at the time how he got elected. But it was their job as intel gathering to let the powers that be know what's going on in the states and give them the pulse, the political and the economic and all that other stuff. Which, by the way, the CIA is not supposed to be operating on U.S. soil. Listen to Mr. Ventura's explanation out of his own mouth. Mikey, do I have my pot up? See, I've got to remind him to pay attention. He's lost in the cyber world right now as we speak. What are we working on in there, Mikey? I'm sorry, what? Oh, putting up a story. Oh, you're looking to put up a story. No, you're looking at a story that I sent you to put up, or you're just looking for stories? I didn't say, yes, I did. You better check your damn email, brother. All right. That'll keep him looking busy for the next 20 minutes. Here is Jesse Ventura talking about the CIA implanted in state government, his CIA interrogation, and his little trip to Cuba. Trip to Cuba is not as relevant as what he says about his interrogation from the CIA. And they just wanted to know, how in the hell did you get the governorship?
And I can only assume Minnesota's not the exception. Did you know the CIA is implanted in your state government?
No.
How are
they? Well, I'll explain. First of all, the CIA mission statement says they're not to be operational within the U.S. So they're violating their mission statement. Well, in Minnesota, only the governor and the chief of staff are aware of it. That there's an implanted CIA person in Minnesota government at a level to where he doesn't come and go with elections. It's a permanent position. Why? Why do they violate their own mission statement? And I can only assume Arizona, I don't know if you have one, but I don't believe Minnesota is the exception.
Did you know who it was in Minnesota?
Yes.
And what was the position in Minnesota?
The position was at a deputy's level in one of the... You know, I won't go far enough to say, I won't say names because I'm not going to get right. Valerie playing.
Was it an agency type position?
Well, it's an upper-level management position that's permanent. In fact, when this person retired, I was then introduced to the new one. They then recruited a new one and had that person implanted in Minnesota government. If you're also not aware, 1 month after I took office, I was requested to the basement of the Capitol where I was interrogated by 23 members of the Central Intelligence Agency, and I was the governor. I went. Because being a former military, you kind of feel obligated. You don't know what it's really about. I walked into the room, and they put me in a chair at the end, and they were in a big half circle around me. And they interrogated me, questioned me. And having met me, you'll realize how I handled it. I walked in, and I sat down. I said, well, first of all, I said, before you ask me any questions, I have a few for you. I said, what are you here for? I said, your mission statement says you're not to be operational in the United States of America. Why are you here questioning me? And why are you violating your mission statement? Well, I couldn't get an answer. Him, Maud, you know, that's the way they are. I second said, I want to go around the room. I want you to tell me your name and what you do. And I'm the governor. Half of them wouldn't. Half would. I don't know if they're telling the truth when they said to me.
What did they question you about? Okay,
when it was over, I went home very puzzled that day. And when I got home, I thought, who can I call that could clear this up for me? And one name came to me, and his name is Richard Marcinko. Does anyone know who Richard Marcinko is? Dick Marcinko writes the Rogue Warrior books. He's a 32-year member of the Navy SEALs. He created SEAL Team 6, the anti-terrorist unit. He created Red Cell. And Dick worked very closely and many times with the CIA, whom we in the SEALs lovingly call Christians in Action. That's our slang term for the CIA. We call them Christians in Action. Hey, we're SEALs, come on. You know, we're not your normal run-of-the-mill.
Don't know better.
Yeah, we don't know any better. And so I called Dick, and I said, Dick, I said, I just had a meeting with 23 members of the CIA in the bowels of the Capitol. I said, and I can't figure out why they wanted to talk to me. And I said, you're the guy who I probably would have calling because you would have the most intel to me. And Marcinko started laughing on the other end, and I said, well... He said, well, I've been out of it now a few years. He said, I can't directly tell you why, but he said, I have a pretty good idea why. I said, tell me, you're leap years ahead of me. He said, they didn't see you coming. And what's the CIA's job? Their job is to do intelligence reports to let the government know trends and things like that so that the high echelon government people can make, hopefully, good decisions based upon intelligence. And when I thought back to the questioning, it was all about how I got elected. He was right on. They wanted to know what I did. I don't know, maybe to stop it from ever happening again.
All right, let's stop it there. That's the bulk of the information he relays in that interview. Okay, so take that from the governor position to maybe president of the United States. I mean, wasn't it obvious, folks? Then everybody was shocked and dumbfounded that Donald Trump got the presidency. He wasn't supposed to. And especially in the news media, they were absolutely dumbfounded. How in the hell did that happen? Hillary Clinton was supposed to be our president. Well, just extrapolate that out. The Ventura's little in star chamber treatment. And, boy, I'm sure there was a lot of people within the agencies of the government when the election was declared, like, holy crap, what just happened? Now, understand that Donald Trump, I envision this guy being the captain of the RMS Titanic. It's taking on water. Man, there's so many leaks, you can't stop them. You know you're going down. So who was in there to help? Well, Mr. Comey was there, and he played his little part. We had the fiasco with Obama's attorney general. But look at the ex-governors that he has right next to him. One comes to mind, Mike Pence. Now, you and I both thought when Mike Pence, he picked Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, as vice president, what did I say? It should have been somebody like Ron Paul. It should have been the antithesis to the bully boys in Washington, D.C., but that's not who he picked. And my response at the time was, well, maybe he picked Pence because that would make Republicans in the Republican Party, you know, the other crime syndicate in Washington, D.C., more comfortable with Donald Trump because he picked Mike Pence. But wait a minute. Let's step back here a second and digress. If Jesse Ventura is right, and they have an embed at staff level in every governor's office throughout the United States, just as a friendly look over your shoulder and, you know, for benign purposes and tell you when to duck when the stuff's coming at you. That would be the positive answer. But no, their job is collecting intel and information and sending it up to their bosses. And it dawned on me a couple of weeks ago, I saw a story on the web. Is Mike Pence the leak? But look how many people he's got around him that are ex-governors. And the old wheels started to slowly clank along. Now, this branches out, so let me backtrack a little bit here. Do you remember John Deutsch, CIA head, when he showed up in South Central L.A.? Over the accusation by Maxine Waters, probably the only honorable thing that this witch has ever done in her entire political career, when she got wind of the CIA running drugs into South Central L.A. Who shows up? It wasn't the deputy or the assistant or anything. No, the head of the CIA shows up in South Central at a press conference to answer questions. Well, one of the questioners, if you remember, was a guy by the name of Rupert. Oh, that's right. The guy committed suicide or was arc-incited back in 2014. Well, guess what he used to be? He used to be a detective in LAPD. So here's the guy who was asking the question of Deutsch, you know, what about these drugs being run in there? Well, what happened to John Deutsch when he made that infamous appearance? Now, folks, generally this is the way this is handled. Plausible deniability. Or you just ignore it. You don't, the head Mac Daddy of an agency doesn't run to the anything to defend against anything. They just don't do it. I think Mr. Deutsch panicked, which let them know that, wait a minute, this guy is not the steadiest rock that we can find. Because a couple of months after he made his infamous appearance in South Central L.A., he was no longer the head of the CIA. Now, think back. Under Reagan, what was this whole Iran-Contra thing about? It was drugs for guns. Whoops. Drugs for guns, really? They don't do that. What happened to the Obama administration when Hillary Clinton was in there? And remember Fast and Furious? With the idea that, well, we plant certain weapons, then we can track them? Uh-huh. Now, I've got an in. Let that thought, don't dispose of that thought. Let that stick in your head for a few minutes. I want to get around to this violence in Chicago and why that just keeps happening with the tightest gun rules of any city in the nation. They're killing each other at a record pace. With no gun stores, by the way, in Chicago City proper. And the criminals can't buy guns in the first place, so where are they coming from? Well, hang on. We'll answer that question here in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Let's come up currently. Chicago, murder capital of the world. Toughest gun laws in the country, but people are still getting guns running around the streets just killing each other. Now, Rahm Emanuel being the chief of staff for Barack Obama. Now, envision this, folks. Your chief of staff for the president of the United States. Now, you've got more perks and more benefits and more stuff than you can ever shake a stick at. Half of probably we don't even know about. You know, you could order a bale of cocaine or a gaggle of hookers, you know, if you so desired. You know, it's part of the political perks in D.C. or little boys if you're so inclined. But Rahm Emanuel walks out of that post and he becomes the mayor of Chicago. Now, Chicago has been a political hotbed for a number of years. I'm not going to eat up the airtime here by going through the complete litany of the corruption in Chicago. But a corrupt little area it certainly is. So Rahm Emanuel shows up to be the great mayor of Chicago, and all of a sudden the death rate just keeps climbing. And the cops keep confiscating weapons, but as soon as they confiscate it, there's new guns hitting the street. Well, the question is where in the hell are these guns coming from? Oh, well, let me see here. Where might they be coming from? Now, Do me a favor, Mike. Pull that story up. I had it on my site here, but I've got... it's the one with the AR-15, the little... Yeah, that one. With a picture of an AR-15, or in this case, 16. Keep going. There you go. You just passed it. Open it up. Now, here is a guy that's now living in Las Vegas. And he was, and do me a favor, copy the URL and send it over my caller screen because I want to read in the body of that story. But this is what an ex-hood rat, I guess you could call him, from Chicago. And this is what he's saying about the guns they're hitting Chicago. Just a never-ending stream of guns. Mike, I believe this guy, by the way. And you notice there's no expletives here. He cleaned up his act. He got his records expunged. He's trying to live the good life. And I believe every word that this man says. Go ahead and play it.
In Chicago, man. I'm from Chicago. Born and raised there. I ran those streets in Chicago and changed my life. But I want to kind of make people aware of some things that you don't know. Because you've never really been out there, then you wouldn't know it. And it's going to be hard to believe, but myself, for a fact, and several others that I ran with know this to be the truth. Growing up in Chicago in the early 90s, the same situation was happening. I've been in Chicago where a person came into my house and knocked on the door to come and get me early in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, and said, come with me, man. It's a crate of guns in the alley. And I got up and ran out there, and sure enough, there was a crate of guns. And during that time when we in it, you know, I'm thinking about where did the guns just come from? You know, you never think about that type of stuff, like where did the guns come from and why are they here? But now that I'm older, I can kind of tell you that it's a diabolical plot. Nothing has stopped. The guns are still there. The guns are still being placed in these different strategic communities. It's a plan. It's not out in Bridgeview. It's not out in, you know, West Mountain. You know, they're putting it in the hundreds for sure. Yeah, they're putting it on 55th. They're putting it in Inglewood. You know, 6:30 in the morning, while older people that's at work, you know, you sleep. You're not outside. So, you know, you got the streetwalkers and the people that's out, you know, they hustling and they out all types of day. And yeah, they're the ones that's going to run across them. And who would go and tell the police? I never went to go tell the police when we found some guns. That don't even make sense. Why would you go tell the police? You know, so people are wondering why it's so much violence. You know, think about it.
Okay, hold that video. We'll take the break here, and we'll be back. An explanation as to where the guns are coming from a kid that cleaned up his act and got the hell out of Chicago. I'm your host, John Stadtmuller. This is the National Intel Report, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles? Improved vision? Improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Johnny is my main man. He's the keeper of the keys. You put your mind at ease. He's guaranteed to please. Backed by popular demand. Look around, my little friend. Jubilation in the land. Ready, get ready. Rock steady. Johnny strikes up the band.
And the Johnny one, and the two, and the three. No, it's not your Lawrence Welk hour. All right, Mike, finish the rest of that video, and then we're going to move on here, folks. This is all starting to coalesce in Johnny when he's striking up the band here. Go ahead.
You think about this. Okay, the police are locking people up constantly in Chicago every single day. They're taking guns off the street every single day, every day. So how is it that all of these guns just keep appearing? Where are all the guns coming from? Nobody's going to the gun store buying these guns. So where are all these guns? Now, this is the part, another part that you don't know. I was so used to having exotic guns that I thought that was the norm. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying far as, I don't know if you know, are you familiar with guns, but a fully automatic handgun is almost impossible to get. You know what I'm saying? A fully automatic assault rifle, you know, that's not common. It may sound common, but that's not common. A Uzi that's fully automatic, that's not common. So I was so used to having everything in the area that I knew of was fully. It shot fully automatic, fully. So me being 17 and 18 and in my 20s, I was so naive that I believed that's how all guns was. I seen so many different exotic guns on the street running around in different areas with the guys just running around. I thought thought that was the norm. So now I'm an older gentleman. I'm out here, you know, I switched my life around. I'm living right, you know. So now I cleared my name up and got my record sealed. And I'm going to the gun shop and I'm going to the shooting range shooting like I'm supposed to. And I go into gun stores and I'm asking for certain guns and they looking at me like I'm crazy. Like I made that gun up. These are guns that I've seen several times in different areas that the gun store is saying, huh? That, how would that be on the street? That's something that you would have to get specialized, customized. You see what I'm saying? But these guns are on the streets of Chicago. And my point to you is, yeah, we can't try to make an excuse for the kids out there shooting. And it ain't all kids, but we can't make an excuse. But I want you to look at the bigger picture. Where are they getting the guns from? It's not one or two areas. It's not one or two areas. It's everywhere. In the urban community is what I'm telling you. They're not dropping them out there in Hillcrest. They're not going to be out there. You check in them hundreds. You check on the low end. You check in the heart of the city, in the inner city. That's where they're dropping all the guns at. That's where all the killings is happening at. That's why a lot of innocent people are getting shot, stuff like that. Because of these guns. They got guns that they can't control. They shooting these guns, letting off, man, 100 shots, man, in 30 seconds. These guns are not being bought. They don't have no gun license to buy these guns. So where are they getting the guns from? That's the question. I'm telling you right now. They've been dropping the guns off in crates for years. They've been doing it. I've seen it twice in my lifetime. I seen it in 1990, and then I seen it again in 1999. I seen it with my own eyes. You can believe it or not, but that's the honest to God truth. I went out, I seen the guns in the crate myself, and it went out through the whole area. Everybody got this one, grab that one. Let me get that one. I grabbed it. Everybody got them. And that's what they keep doing. That's how the guns keep getting on the streets. That's why the wars don't stop. You see what I'm saying? That's the part that people got to focus on. The gun control, how you gonna control something if you study putting it down there? That's propaganda when they saying this gun control, or we lobbying for gun control. You're not trying to control nothing when you study putting guns out there. They're giving it to them. Now they want to give them the guns so they can catch them with the guns. Either they're gonna kill somebody with the gun, then they get to lock them up, or they catch them with the gun and they get to lock them up. Either way, it's lose, 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 lose. You see what I'm saying? It's a business for them. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? It's like me wanting to sell a drug, but I got to get you hooked first. You know? It's a business for them. So the more people that they can catch with guns, or the more people that commit crimes with guns, they get to lock them up. To them, it's just a number. They don't care. They don't care who it is. But it's more of the African-American community that is, you know, we're the victims. And I hate that everything boils down to race and all of that. I'm not a racist. But the truth is the truth. And I'm just telling it how it is. You know what I'm saying? I go to Chicago all the time. But if I go out to Westmount, Illinois, where one of my good white friends live, and I go with him, it's a different community. It's a different community. Ain't nobody running around with no guns. Ain't nobody doing nothing. I go out there, I feel safe. As soon as I go where I grew up at, I'm not getting out the car without no gun, because I don't trust nobody, because everybody around here got a gun. Everybody got a gun. You hear that part? That's the part that matter. Everybody got a gun from the 14-year-old on up. Everybody got one. They ain't even doing nothing with it. They just got one. Well, how do everybody got all these guns? Where they come from? Right back to that again. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The guns are being deliberately placed, strategically placed in certain communities to target certain individuals.
Go ahead, Mike. Stop. Well, okay, there is another addition to this. You introduce drugs. Free flow of drugs, nobody confined to dealers. Nobody's doing the detective work. Remember how they used to do the detective work? They'd bust somebody and go, okay, you know what, we're going to leave you go. But before you go, you got to tell me who you're getting it from. Now they want them to be confidential informants, and if they don't have any information, they'll give them bogus information. People get raided unnecessarily. People get killed. You know that happens. Good police work. You understand. But now you have an economic reason pushing the drugs into the hood with the gangs, and they're all there with their gang stuff and our territory, and, you know, it becomes a protected, violent situation. Now, if you remember, and I've told this story, this was one of my wake-up calls years and years and years ago. All of a sudden on C-SPAN, there is a special news conference, and it was held by Lloyd Bentsen, Treasury Secretary, Janet Reno. She was the Attorney General at the time. There was Mr. Al Gore there. That was Clinton's. Clinton didn't show up, but Al certainly didn't. You know, he was there. And, you know, it was this explanation as to what we're going to do with the city of Chicago. Well, what we're going to do is, well, we're going to go into the housing developments that are funded by the federal government, and at least we have the right to go in there and make those places safe. And we're going to do things like make sure that the light bulbs aren't burned out in the stairways, and we're going to be going to the apartments checking for guns, just to keep everybody safe. We don't want anybody in there, you know, with the illegal guns. But then they expanded further. They said, you know, it may be necessary to do block to block, house to house, cordon off blocks, and go to house searches and seizure. Now think about this. Oh, by the way, this was this is when Al Gore took the political opportunity to hold up a national ID card, and he used these exact words. You will not be able to buy or sell unless you have the card. Straight out of the Bible, Mark of the Beast. That was the icing on the cake. But they were premature in this. They didn't cook up a grand enough scenario that people would actually buy the feds going in into neighborhoods. Not housing developments, mind you, not just that, but into neighborhoods, cordoning off and going house to house on fishing expeditions to grab illegal weapons. So fast forward, I don't know, hell, it's been 25 years now. About that, 24, 25 years. Now we've got a problem in Chicago. You know, the death toll just keeps rising. These young, uneducated inner-city boys are just out there with these weapons just shooting each other willy-nilly. And you notice, there are no microphones or cameras rolling. Nobody is grabbing Rahm Emanuel by the scruff of his neck to do impromptu news conferences or, excuse me, Mr. Mayor, we got a few questions for you. None of that is going on. And so, you know, here's the pressure from above, pressure from below, or the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, or synthesis. They create the problem, demonstrate how bad it is. Hey, we're going to ride in with a solution. You know, heretofore, maybe nobody bought it, but right now it's just so extraordinary, we got to take extreme measures. Trump, a couple of weeks ago, was indicating that he was going to send the federales in to take care of the crime problem and the gun problem in Chicago. But wait a minute. Let's go back to the question here. Crated guns and original crates for shipment? Now, would gun runners, you know what those are. Those are the people that obtain weapons and sell them on the black markets or sell weapons to people that really shouldn't have them. And they're finding just crate after crate after crate of guns in Chicago, brand new. Still with a protective cosmoline on it, if you will. Just fresh in a wrapper, ready for the plucking. But any self-respecting gun runner wouldn't just give away guns, would they? They just wouldn't drop them by the crates and back alleys and spaces that aren't being watched by cameras. So you add the guns to the gangs and the drugs and a reason for, and you got a whole lot of damn dead people in Chicago. Now, the accompanying story with the young man that got the hell out of Chicago, got out of the cultural deficient area, I almost said it. The butthole of the earth, Chicago. And he gets out and he goes to L.A., straightens himself around, and upon reflection, seeing from afar that the murdering still going on in Chicago, and he starts to recall that the guns that just kept showing up. Well, there's a well-documented history of the government, our government, supplying weapons and arms to both friends and foe for political purposes and for profit. In addition to publicly known global arms deal to U.S. political allies like Israel and Saudi Arabia, no deal too big and no deal too small. The revelations about the rise of ISIS indicate that U.S. arms and military trainees have been a critical factor in the rise of the terror group. By the way, Mike, don't let me forget what Vladimir Putin has said about the arms running and training that the U.S. government has been doing. And he got everybody's attention on this one. But excuse me for digressing. From 2006 to 2011, the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, oh, and let me include explosives, ran a gun smuggling operation into Mexico to ostensibly dismantle Mexican drug gangs. Now, let me stop here. Down in Mexico, they had a zillion and one drug gangs. I mean, they really did. And they were pretty sloppy on how they operated. They would get into gun battles in unimportant areas, and mom and dad and children are being shipped off to the morgue because, well, they just wanted to control the area. These guys were pretty sloppy, pretty messy. You know, they do, you know, unwholesome things like the snitches that were trying to go to the police saying, you know, get these gun-wielding drug dealers out of our town. These are the people that their heads would be cut off and put on bus stops out on the public streets. Remember the photos that we ran? Hell, I got a call. What the hell was it from, Mike? Do you remember? Was it CNN? They wanted to know, where in the hell are you getting those pictures? It was probably the implant CIA over at CNN, the Communist News Network, that was making the inquiry. I said, what the hell do you care, and why should I tell you what my source is? They promptly went away. But they were sloppy. You know who weren't sloppy? The MS-13 gangs. Oh, these were some hardened, hard-bitten, almost subhuman. All of a sudden, they're coming across our border. They're setting up shops in our major cities for distribution of drugs. And, you know, will they join this gang or start that gang? You know, most people are only familiar with the Crips and the Bloods and this, that, and the other. No. There's much more than that. You got to have somebody at the top of this criminal cabal taking charge of the criminality and the drugs and the guns and every damn thing else and the payoffs, if necessary, or the elimination of somebody, if necessary. Just keep that in mind as I'm going through this. Now, as I said, the smuggling operation, ostensibly to dismantle Mexican drug gangs, accomplishing the precise opposite. However, in what has affectionately become known as Fast and Furious, further back in time, we have a covert operations like old Ollie North's Iran-Contra scandal of the mid-80s, and America's involvement in arming rebels in Central America to destabilize uncooperative governments. Sound like Syria to you? Sure as hell sounds like Syria to me. Sound like Libya? Sure as hell sounds it like me. Oh, well, the list goes on. Furthermore, it's alleged that the CIA, the DEA, and other government agencies have been involved for decades in the destruction of American communities by covertly shipping in drugs. Former DEA agent Sully Castile has been persecuted by the U.S. government for seeking accountability of George Bush, old H.W., and his administration for drug smuggling into the U.S. He would know, as he was directly involved in the operations himself. Former L.A. police narcotics officer Michael Rupert alleged in the mid-1990s that the CIA was directly involved in running drugs throughout the United States. Corroborating information presented in his book, Dark Alliance, by investigative journalist Gary Webb, whose death, in, by the way, in 1994, by two gunshot wounds to the head. And, of course, that was deemed a suicide. And, by the way, Michael Rupert committed suicide in 2014. And I said at the time, that was 3 years ago when that happened, I said, flip the coin. I'm really not sure about this one. It could have been that he was Arkansided, or he did commit suicide. But this is what he said to Director Deutsch when he showed up in South Central L.A. He said, I will tell you, Director Deutsch, emphatically and without equivocation, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time. Freeway Ricky Ross was California's most successful drug kingpin during the explosion of crack epidemic in the 1980s. Now, remember me saying to you, you got the distribution, you got the gangs there. Okay, then you introduce profitability to this, and then they got the territories they've got to protect. And how are they going to protect them? With the guns. Where are they getting the guns? They're not going to the gun store to buy them. Let's take this break. We'll come back. You know, you almost don't want to believe your government's capable of doing this. Think about this. Donald Trump, they didn't see him coming. And who are the enemies? He needs a poll vote to jump over the piles of bodies that are his enemies. We'll be back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
So, talking about Freeway Ricky Ross, most successful drug kingpin during the explosion of crack epidemic in the 1980s, later implicated in the CIA as a source for cocaine, Presidents Reagan, Bush, Sr., Billy Clinton are all implicated in these revelations of drug running in the U.S. during the 80s and 90s in Mena, Arkansas, which also links the Arkansas State Police to smuggling, culminating in a suspicious murder of Vince Foster. He committed suicide too, don't you know? Again, the list goes on and on. However, with the recent rise of the violence in Chicago involving over 3,000 shooting victims in 2016, and that was from January 1st to September 13th, 3,000 shootings just in that period. It appears that another case of U.S.-sponsored gun smuggling and intentional destruction of inner-city communities may be at play. In a publicly available video, testimony of ex-Chicago gang member, as you just heard, describes how crates of fully automatic firearms would regularly be found in alleyways and back streets of urban Chicago in the early hours of the morning, giving free illegal weapons to the gangs of Chi-Town, which is also now referred to as Chirac because it's a war zone. He refers to it as a diabolical plot, a plan affecting only low-income areas, pointing out that many of the firearms being found were Class 3 automatic weapons, which can only be purchased, folks, if you've got a Class 3 license. Purchased at certain retailers under the intense federal scrutinies. Now, he notes that the criminals aren't allowed to buy these firearms in the first place, yet the guns are everywhere. So where did they come from? Well, Occam's razor, folks. Sometimes the simplest explanation is the best, and I do believe it is the correct one. Now, take a look at what is going on in this country today. Politically, well, nobody can get over the fact that Donald Trump actually got elected president last November, can they? And to this day, what are we here, July? What, seven months after this guy got elected? MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, they just can't get over the fact that President Donald Trump is the president. And I am sure it's the CIA-sponsored smear campaign with a connection with the Russians. Because they were over there flipping the government in the capital of Ukraine, Kiev, to put a their own style of gangster in there. Oops. Now, does it stand to reason why our borders were not sealed? Donald Trump didn't have to build a damn wall. All they had to do is give the funding and the okay to the Border Patrol to say, hey, look, this is your job. Here's job one for you, and you don't work for Ford. Here's job one. Stop the illegals from coming over the border. Simultaneously, in this country, and especially here in Texas, we reported on it weeks ago, that the governor finally said, you know what, sanctuary cities, people keep doing this, the enablers, we don't give a crap if you're the police chief, we don't care if you're city council, we don't care if you're the mayor. You harbor and protect the illegals, you're breaking the law, and you will be subject to arrest. All of a sudden here, folks, I'm not kidding you, here in Texas, here in central Texas, the illegals have disappeared. Used to have to wade through them at the local Stop and Robs. We don't have to anymore. They're not standing in the parking lots of the big stores. You know, like Home Depot or whatever. You know, I work for cheap. You know, jump on my pickup truck. They're gone.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.